Hi, everybody. It's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is the 27th of June, 2023, and I actually can't believe that it's the middle of the year. Where has time gone? Today's teaching is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be sharing a personal testimony with you. And so the title of the teaching is Lifter of My Head. I believe it's a word in season, and I trust that it's going to help somebody today. In fact, this teaching has been ready for almost 3 weeks, and I just have not been able to pull it together. And normally that's an indication that it's something that needs to go out. And so these past 2 weeks, I found myself in quite a slump. This month, we buried 2 family members, and it felt like things were really just getting on top of me. It felt like the last straw. I know a lot of you know that we have experienced so much loss since 2020, and I can honestly tell you that I let it get on top of me. But what surprised me the most is that it takes a lot for me normally to get to this place of despair, particularly now. But that wasn't always the case. In fact, I've been treated for depression on 2 different occasions in my life. I would almost call them 2 different seasons in my life. And so I've really got to guard against the downward spiral that is depression. And what I did was that towards the end of, or to the middle of last week, I started realizing that something was out of whack. And so normally what I've noticed or learned is that your emotions are a barometer. And so when you start seeing that things are a little bit out of whack, you normally need to take a bit of stock. I really would recommend that. But what I did was I took stock and I realized that along with the recent loss, I allowed things to overwhelm me and there was just so much going on. In fact, 2 of my friends are at the moment watching their spouses fight the biggest battle in their lives, and that's really hectic cancers. I've got so many people at the moment that are coming to me and telling me that they're not making ends meet with all these interest rate hikes. Some of them are on the point of losing their houses. I've got a couple of people, and this seems like the most trivial thing, but I can't tell you how many people have come to me in the last while and said that when it's load shedding and it's relatively early in the afternoon, they just go to bed because there's nothing else to do. And with it comes such a sense of depression, despair. I love people. And so when I hear all of this, it's easy for me, if I allow it to, that it starts becoming overwhelming. And it's because there's so much heartache around us. In fact, in Proverbs 13, verse 12, it says, hope deferred makes the heart sick. But then when I was taking stock, I was reminded that I was taught a whole lot of things that when I put them into action, or when I started applying them, I was able to overcome depression. And like the latter part of last week, when I realized that I was out of whack and I applied them again, it causes me to walk in continuous victory in this area. And so I really feel I need to share it with you today because I believe that it's going to help somebody today. And so the first thing that helps to stop the downward spiral is a change of focus. And I'm going to look at 2 points today. The first is a change of focus. As part of our survival mode, when we are faced with what feels like too much to bear, we tend to focus on ourselves and our situation. But from experience, that very place of self-focus takes away all perspective until there's just no way out of the dark hole that we find ourselves in. And so changing focus literally means to take our eyes off of the situation we find ourselves in and in essence off of ourselves. And under this heading, I'm wanting to look at 2 things. The first is that we need to learn to focus on God. And the second is that we need to start focusing on others. And interestingly enough, while I was writing this out and preparing, it got me thinking about the new commandment, which says that we need to love our God with all our heart, mind, and soul. And then it says, and to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And interestingly enough, both of those fall into that category. It's focusing on God and focusing on others. I've learned that the moment I start to feel overwhelmed and off balance, that there's usually 2 things that need adjusting. The first is my thoughts. Because how many of you know that when our thoughts are left unchecked, they can quickly lead us into a place of more despair if we're already feeling down. The second is in the area of our emotions. When my emotions are out of whack, it is really a barometer. This is something that was taught to me. It's a barometer for us to see that there's something that is out of alignment. Our emotions are not bad. I just need to stress that, yeah, because if they were bad, Jesus, God wouldn't have given them to us. In fact, in the Bible, it describes Jesus's emotions many times. He wept when Lazarus died. It speaks of the fact that he showed anger when he overturned the tables in the temple. He felt utter despair to the point of death in the Garden of Gethsemane when he was about to be crucified. And then on more than one occasion, reference is made to his compassion, that he was moved by compassion. The problem, however, is when we allow our emotions to drive us. Because again, just like our thoughts, when our emotions are left unattended, they will almost always worsen our overall state of mind. So if you're already feeling down and you don't keep your emotions in check, you're going to find that it's quickly going to take you. It's going to downward spiral. And because our emotions and our thoughts are situated in our soul realm, we are able to change them through meditating on and applying the Word of God. And I know that I've covered this in so many of my previous teachings, but the best way to do this is to find verses that are relevant to the overwhelming situation that we find ourselves in, and even the emotions that we feel. And then to start speaking those verses aloud over ourselves and our situations until they start ministering to us. This places the focus on God and his promises rather than our problems and how we feel. And I can tell you with all experience that it automatically lifts our spirits in the process. I believe it's because it gives us perspective. It changes our focus to God and his word, and it is such a strong weapon when we're fighting depression. In John 8, verse 31 and 32, it says, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And so I believe that the more we spend time taking the word and meditating on it and speaking it into our lives, it's going to show us the truth about depression. And that is that it is something that we can overcome. The second thing I mentioned was that focusing on others was so vital, and I found it pivotal in my story. When I was at my lowest, I would take a drive down to the Malbarton Hospital on my worst days, and I would just go and see the matron and ask her if there was anybody in the hospital that maybe didn't get visitors or that maybe needed prayer. And I tell you, there are so many people that need company and prayer. And there's lots of things that you can do that won't cost you money. So if the situation is financial, there's many things that you can just put a bit of time into and touch others' lives. I can tell you that there's always someone in the same boat as what we are, and many that are so much worse off than us. And there's few things that will change your perspective and lift your spirits more than to reach out to others in need. Just a small word of caution, yeah. Just be careful not to fall into the trap where you surround yourself with people that are in the same boat as you, but that are just there to commiserate. Because misery looks for company. And it's just going to exacerbate your situation. The idea, yeah, is that you're going out to serve others. We know that Jesus came to serve, and so he's such a perfect model for us. And so right now we've looked at changing our focus. And then I want to look at one other thing that for me was so instrumental in getting me to a place where I could be healed of depression. The second thing is gratefulness and praise. A very special man of God once overheard me crying at the office one day. And he came into my office while I was at work, and he told me to write down 10 things a day that I was grateful for. And I can tell you that when I was in that place where I was, there was no way that even sounded even remotely appealing. I at first didn't do it, but then there comes a time where we all get to a place where we'll try anything. And I remembered what he said to me, and I started doing that. I started getting into the habit of every morning I would write down 10 things that I was grateful for. And it was incredible how much it helped me. Again, it gives us a new perspective. It shows us the things that we have instead of the things that we have not. It shows the things that are good in our lives instead of the things that are pulling us down. And so I can tell you that it is a powerful tool in fighting depression and despair. A valuable side note, yeah, is to also make mention of praise and worship. And again, praise and worship is the last thing that we feel like when we're in our very dark place. But praise is incredibly powerful. In Psalm 8, verse 2, it says, to the praise of children and infants, you have established a stronghold against your enemies to silence the foe and the avenger. And so that speaks of the power of praise. In Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5, and I'm specifically looking at the last point where I spoke about gratefulness and also with praise, but it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting. Everlasting. And then it says his truth endures to all generations. And again, it speaks of truth. It's going to reveal the truth to you. But what I want to highlight here is that when we operate in a place of thanksgiving and praise, it opens up the gates. It opens up his gates. It gives us access to him. And it also gets us straight into the courts. And so it gives us access and closeness to God. And so when I noticed that I was in the slump, towards the end of the last week, I realized I was not in a good space. And once I was reminded of what I learned, I applied what I just shared with you. And I'm going to be frank here and say to you that none of this is easy. In fact, it is absolutely the most difficult thing to do. It doesn't happen automatically and no one else can do it for you. It is a choice that you have to make, even though every single fiber of your being is going to kick against it. We need to be intentional about this. We have to put in some effort because none of these things are a natural response to depression. Think about it. You can barely get out of bed or function properly, and now I'm asking you to go and look for verses and to repeat them. The second thing I want to say is that you don't feel like you can even help yourself, let alone help somebody else. And so that's the last thing that you're wanting to do. And then lastly, I guarantee you that thanksgiving and praise is the absolute last thing on your mind when you're in that place. But I'm living proof that if you would be diligent in following these steps, you will improve and you will have victory in this area. As I've also explained, it's not a once-off quick fix, because if it was, then the first time I did it would have helped me this last 2 weeks. But rather, it's an ongoing process. I myself had to go back, make the choice, and do it all again last week. But what an awesome testimony to be able to sit before you today and say that I am 100% back on track. And I pray that this will be your testimony as well. And so in closing today, and because I'm so aware of the fact that many, many people that are listening to this today are really suffering with depression, and maybe if it's not depression, full-blown depression, you really are starting to feel pretty overwhelmed with what's going on around you. And so I want to close in prayer. Father, your word says in Psalm 3, verse 1 to 3, O Lord, how many are my foes? Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, there is no salvation for him in God. Selah. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. And so I bring all to you that are under the sound of my voice today, that are feeling overwhelmed, depressed, and full of despair. I speak the word of God over them, and I pray that as they apply these principles and know the truth, that you will deliver them from depression and lift their heads and spirits so that they are able to function and cope with what they are facing. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.